Good morning. It's time for our K-State Research and Extension Report. Joining us today is Frontier Extension District Director and Family and Community Wellness Agent, Rebecca McFarland. Good morning, Rebecca.
Good morning.
Thank you for joining us today. Always nice to see you. Not only is it nice to see you, it's nice to hear some of the shout-outs you've been doing. You've got some more of those today.
I certainly do. Last time, about 3 weeks ago, I talked about our Family Consumer Sciences agents, Janae McNally and Chelsea Richmond, and really shared information about what they do, what their position entails, the difference they're making across our Frontier District, and even beyond that. And so I know all of our agents, and oftentimes you get to hear from our 4-H program managers as well, share information, share about upcoming events and activities, but they may not share about, again, the impact that they're making in the lives of those that live within our Frontier District and also across the state of Kansas and maybe even beyond that. So I do want to give a shout out to our team and then especially our agents right now as I cover the different areas. So this morning I'm going to talk about our agriculture and natural resources agents, and those are Rod Schaub, and his area specialty is livestock production. Ryan Schaub, who covers crop production and farm management. And then Amanda Grolo, who covers horticulture and natural resources. So as we were talking before the program, Audrey, this time of the year, they are so busy with making site visits. We have people calling in the office, you know, frequently with questions about their garden or their crops. What's happening to my lawn? What's happening to this tree? And so we have resources at the state level. They all also have a wealth of knowledge on their own, just from their own experiences. And then, of course, provide that research-based information as well to be able to answer those questions. So you'll see them out and about again, you know, making those site visits. And so I also want to just share more about some of the programming that they've done the last perhaps 2 or 3 months. And I think Rod probably shared this, and Ryan may have also, but they hosted a Horse Sense mini-series. And this was actually, I believe, in partnership with the Meredithine District, and there may have been one other local unit. But they actually hosted a series of meetings about horses. And it may have been a small group, about 20, 25 or so, which is actually a nice-sized group, but really went into details about what it takes to own horses, you know, what the nutrition is, how do you manage that pasture as well. And so the response was very positive. People enjoyed the meeting. And again, it just was an all-encompassing series about horses. Another educational session that was held earlier this year was Backyard Poultry 101. And this was held in Garnett back in March. But there was about 33 who attended that meeting, kind of from the Frontier District and maybe even beyond that. But there was, of course, adults there, poultry owners. There were some of our 4-H members who are enrolled in the poultry project. There's longtime producers there. And so we had a specialist come down from K-State and share information about, of course, raising poultry, about egg production, breed selection for egg production, about diseases that poultry may get. Again, a really broad but in-depth view of what it takes, what it looks like to own poultry and to raise poultry. A couple other things that you may, again, hear, Rod and Ryan are both involved in this, but there's some old world blue stem plots. And so they're actually involved in some research that's ongoing. And this is beyond my area of expertise, of course. And so I can't share a whole lot of knowledge about that. But I do want our listeners to know that our agents are also involved in some research and working with some specialists, maybe at our regional or area level, as well as at the state level. Rod and Ryan were also involved in an Eastern Kansas grazing school that was held up around Wellsville this spring. And even though they weren't maybe the agents that hosted it, it was actually Caitlin from the Meredithine District. They were part of that planning committee and was there to make sure that that happened. And Rod also, he has developed a presentation on electric fence. And there's a lot of details to know about electric fence. And actually, I believe this is a presentation that he developed maybe during COVID. But he's been asked several times to share that presentation. And so he shared that presentation during that Eastern Kansas grazing school. Shout out to Amanda, because she, again, answers a lot of questions, especially this time of the year, does a lot of site visits. She's busy with that, but she also manages our Master Gardener program. And we have some very active Master Gardeners, but of course, she is the one that kind of organizes and manages that, make sure they have the resources they need. And she's just coming off of the International Master Gardener Conference that was in Overland Park. And so I won't share much about that because I know that she probably will.
I hope so.
Yeah, it was a great experience for her. And I've had a chance to visit with her a little bit about her experience. But one of the things that we were able to see in our office is, and I believe this was for a fundraiser, and again, forgive me if I miss a few details, but the Master Gardeners were working on spirit poles to sell during the Master Gardener Conference. And these poles, they put a lot of work, a lot of volunteer hours, a lot of great detailed work in them. And we got to have them in our office for a while, and so we got to admire those. They're beautiful. So Amanda spent many hours working with the Master Gardeners on that. And then, of course, she was at the International Master Gardener Conference, too. Some of the other things that she's done, listeners may or may not know, but K-State has a K-State Garden Hour. And so she's presented during that time on vertical gardening. She also did a Houseplant 101 presentation during the Ottawa Library's Plant and Seed Swap. So I was actually in attendance at that in April. Learned a lot because I don't have a green thumb. So she is out and about in our across our district too. I know that she kind of led the force. But we had other team members that were there at an Arbor Day presentation. And I think several of the kids before school got out went through those sessions on Arbor Day too. So I'm going to stop there, but I can continue to talk, Audrey. But I just want to give a shout out to our Agriculture and Natural Resources agents. Again, they are out and about across our district, making a lot of site visits, doing a lot of problem solving, helping homeowners, producers, farmers.
And radio people who have questions about tomatoes and pumpkins.
Yes, yes. Helping to solve those problems, solve those issues, get answers.
Not that they need one more thing dumped on their plates, but if somebody does have a question about, you know, why is my such and such turning yellow? Why isn't this growing? What is that bug? Yes. How can they best get a hold of somebody that can help them out?
So they can call any one of our offices because we're able to transfer, of course, get messages. If they're not available, they can call back. But our Ottawa office is 785-229-3520, and that's really where Amanda's kind of housed out of. Rod is in our Lennon office, and that's 785-828-4438. And Ryan is out of our Garnet office, and that's 785-448-6826.
Terrific. Like I said, they don't need one more thing dumped on their plates any more than the rest of the agents do. But the information they have is solid and very helpful, and we really appreciate them. And appreciate you for bringing this to our attention.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming in. We'll talk to you again soon.